Candidates running for federal office will be allowed to use campaign money for childcare. That's after a unanimous ruling by the Federal Election Commission. Joining me to talk about this is Ellen Weintraub, the vice chair of the FEC. And Ellen, it sounds like the agency is now saying it is okay for candidates to pay for childcare with campaign cash. Is that right?
That is right. And there actually was a precedent going back to 1995, where a male office holder had written in and said that his wife was necessary to his campaign and he needed her to travel with him and to attend campaign events, and asked whether they could use campaign funds to pay for child care for their very small child while he and his wife were doing campaign work. And the commission at that time said yes. This is a broader opinion that we issued last week, where this time the candidate was a woman who said that she was the primary caretaker for her children, and the only way that she could campaign would be to hire somebody else to do what she had been doing before, campaigning being a fairly time-intensive activity. And the commission again said yes.
Why had this not been in rule before? Why, you know, after that case with the gentleman several years ago, had it not come up again, do you think?
Well, it is interesting. I don't know how much people were actually using that opinion and assuming that they could go ahead and do this. I think probably not a lot. But I do think it's interesting that there had been two instances over the last 20 years or so where requests had been made before now. Both of those previous instances were men. This is the first request that we got from a woman. And this was the first opportunity for the commission to clarify that on an ongoing basis, the political committee could use campaign funds for child care expenses. I think it's really a great decision, and I was happy to have the opportunity to provide the clarification. At a time when so many people are concerned about the power of big donors and big money in politics, here is a way that money in politics can be used to allow somebody who has fewer resources to run for office and to provide that kind of representation in Congress.
Do you think that this will broaden the pool of potential candidates for federal office?
I think that it will, and I hope that it will.
I'm wondering about what kind of documentation, if any, candidates will need for using their campaign money for childcare. I mean, do they have to prove in some way that the babysitter or the nanny was caring for their kids while they were campaigning?
Probably not on an ongoing basis. I suppose that could come up if someone were to file a complaint and say that they were using the child care for vacation time or date night or some other purpose, but I think not in the normal course.
Do you think that this could potentially have implications for, let's say, for example, candidates who are caring for elderly parents who might want to be able to use campaign money for, you know, for a hospice nurse or for somebody who would be caring for an elderly adult or someone else who has similar kinds of situations, but not necessarily just childcare?
That is a really interesting question. It hasn't been raised yet. And each question that is presented to the Commission for an advisory opinion stands on its own facts. But anyone else who is similarly situated to the requester can take advantage of the same advisory opinion. So, you know, you raise an interesting question, and I don't know that anybody's given much thought to how it would apply in those circumstances, but it certainly could be extended. The principle that we're trying to protect here is that campaign funds not be used for personal use, that is, for to pay for expenses that would exist irrespective of the candidate's campaign or duties as a federal office holder. That's the bottom line, and I've been a strong proponent of tough rules on that to make sure that the good people who support campaigns don't have to worry that the money is just going into somebody's pocket. But these are expenses that are necessary in order for the person to campaign for office. So we thought that the personal use implications weren't there in this case, that regulation permitted these kind of expenditures.
All right. Ellen Weintraub is vice chair of the Federal Election Commission. Ellen, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.